And Jesus speaks, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. And thank you guys at 9:50 for your patience with our changing the liturgy for a couple weeks. It's helpful to the musicians, and I guess a little variety doesn't hurt us anyway. But thank you for your graciousness in that. Well, how many of you have seen the Indiana Jones film, The Last Crusade? It's an old one, yeah. Well, it has some great metaphors I discovered recently for the Christian life, the Christian faith journey. In it, Indy, Harrison Ford, has met up with his father, who's been arrested by the Nazis while he's been searching for the Holy Grail. And you know what the Holy Grail is? It was said to be the chalice that Jesus used at the Last Supper with his disciples, right? And so it's been hidden, and there are codes to find it, and around the world people have looked for it for centuries. And so Indy follows his dad's trail, knowing he's in trouble, and the Nazis have captured him, and they mortally shoot him in Indy's presence, almost to the point of death, to force Indy to come to find the Grail for them, using this clue book that kind of like we have a clue book that he's called to follow. And in it, there are three challenges that he has to fulfill. And this is interesting. Notice this. Such interesting faith metaphors. The first challenge has this clue. The humble man kneels before God. That keeps him from getting axed in half, right? And then the second one is, proceed in the footsteps of the Word. Interesting. And the third one, here's the final one. Let's just watch.
From a lion's head, he proved his worth. Impossible. Nobody can jump this.
Indy! And you must hurry! Come quickly!
It's a leap of faith.
Hear that final clue? Take the leap of faith. Take the leap of faith. Believe, trust, take a step. And each time Indy does that throughout this whole story, you know what happens? He becomes a bit more like his father, the adventurer, until he does find the true Holy Grail and completes his father's mission, saves his father's life in the process. And in so doing, you know what's been happening? all along as he listens to his father's voice and reads his father's notebook, he becomes more and more like his father. Today is about how we take leaps of faith. And it's typically not as dramatic as Indy's, of course. For us, it's more of a daily living thing, isn't it? Trusting in the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the God, Father, the abundant provider of all that we have and all that is, the God, Jesus Christ, the unconditional lover who redeems us and keeps freeing us from our sins, and finally, Holy Spirit, giver of freedom, empowerment for us, and giving us the courage to step out, take leaps of faith. And as we do those, as we trust this God, each time we take another small step of faith, this is what happens. Regardless of the outcome, we become more and more like God, who keeps creating us, redeeming us, and empowering us. That's what I believe that this rather confusing gospel passage I just read to you is about here. Jesus is telling his disciples, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will take what is mine, he says, that I got from the Father, and will give it to you. And then he says again, all that the Father has is mine, and now the Spirit will take what is mine and give it to you. And as you trust over and again, time and again in your lives, and the things like Indy did, humbling yourself before God, proceeding in the footsteps of God's word, you're claiming more and more what Jesus wants for you to have and to be. What's that? You become more and more fully formed in the image of God. You become, in the image of God, more of the abundant provider, more of the unconditional lover, more of the one who gives freedom to others in their lives. More and more part, therefore, of who you are. Today, we affirm the ministry of faith formation ministers in our midst, those whose job at Lord of Life it is to help form faith in this triune God, to help our people claim what is theirs in God so they can grow, right? And how many of you have ever taught a class of any kind? All right, good. A lot of you have. And if you have, there's no other way to teach or guide than to humbly bow before God, like Indy did, and say, okay, God, you called me to do this thing. Now I'm going to do my best to walk in your footsteps with this notebook you've given me, even though I don't always understand what's in here in this notebook. And then I'm going to take a leap of faith and walk into that classroom or group and lead. And Lord, I'm going to trust you for the outcome. And you know what? As a result of our efforts, sometimes it seems maybe even in spite of our efforts, teachers in our midst, the Holy Spirit uses us to form faith in others. They are led to take leaps of faith in their life, right? And thus be formed more and more into the image of God in which they, like you, are being formed. And you know, sometimes you don't know for years, maybe you never know, what impact your leaps of faith each time you taught has had on the students in your care. When I was a pastor at Emmanuel Church in Milwaukee, last fall I went for their last closing worship service, and two guys who are now in their 50s, and it just scared me because these were teenagers when I was the pastor there. One of them, Peter, One of them was just kind of pretty ADD in confirmation class, and I was so aggravated one day I threw him off the porch, you know, and his dad actually came over and hauled him back up by the scruff of the neck and put him back in class. And so we laughed about that. And the other was a guy who had a lot of struggles in his life and was always, yes, questioning everything. And he came to me and he said, it just blew me away. It's rare that you hear these things. He said, I'm an emergency worker at the hospital. This was the Lutheran hospital where all the emergency shootings come in, even in the middle of the night. And he said, every time I'm holding somebody's hand as they're dying, I remember you and how you told me and taught me to accept people for where they are and for who they are. It just blew me away. Peter, the troublemaker. Servant of God, you know? Who would ever know? Well, how many of you have had a significant teacher or mentor in your faith journey? Somebody that you can remember. Most people have. I had one. I think I've talked about her before. Her name was Jean Rosted. She has now fully claimed God's gift of heaven. But I'll never forget how she kept saying to this unruly high school class of kids who didn't even want to be there and kept questioning everything. She said, yes, kids, keep questioning everything I say. Question, 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 because that's the only way your faith will ever grow. And that one line from her teaching, it got me through those college years of my atheism, because I had to keep asking. It haunted me, her voice. There has to be more to this Christian stuff that I'm seeing, because there's a lot of people I respect who believe this stuff. And that questioning that she encouraged me to do eventually just led me right back to the childhood faith I started with. Well, some of you have had a hand in forming the faith of these young kids who have been leading our worship this morning. And as you watch them, isn't that amazing? Isn't that cool to behold? Because some of those kids, when I came 5.5 years ago, they were just little pipsqueaks. And here they are, leaders in ministry. They're leading us in our faith formation and worship this morning. How cool is that? Who would have thought, huh? Wow. Because some of you cared to step out, take leaps of faith to guide them in their faith journey. Wow. And we have been so blessed with that spiritual leadership team of our Welcome One Another campaign. Who would have thought we could have ended up with this result? How amazing is that? That comes of forming of faith. And all of us Christians are being formed into the image of God in very little ways, day after day, throughout our lives. Every day, when you bow before God to start your day, doing the best you can to walk in the Word, with this book as your guide, and taking sometimes not leaps, but just little scared steps of faith in the challenges God places before you, for heaven's sakes, just one day, just today, one day at a time. Whether it's in your workplace or with your family or your friends or people you influence or in your serving here at Lord of Life or in the community, you're being formed more and more through those things into the image of God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Abundant provider. Unconditional lover. Freedom giver. That's who God is, and that's how we are being shaped to become in His image. You know, we received these 36 new members today, and they have been asked to commit to one or another of the ministries that we share here. A lot of them are already plugged in. And whether it's ushering or singing in a choir or making coffee or driving a park and ride cart or being part of a committee, when you're doing even the most mundane things and taking a leap to get involved, that's one more place you are claiming the life that Jesus died for you to have and being shaped by that into His image. So Jesus says to all of us, everything the Father has is mine, and now the Spirit is giving it to you. Just keep on taking those little steps of faith, and once in a while, a leap of faith, day after day, year after year, until you're finally and completely made into God's image, where He will finally and completely be in you, and you in Him, in our eternal home.